Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hello, welcome along. It's the More Radio Breakfast podcast, May edition. Tom, Lou and Jack here to explain a little bit about what you can expect over the next, 40-odd minutes.
Well, yeah, just lots of silly chats that we've had throughout the month of May, really. One of my highlights was talking about giving fruit vasectomies. you can now buy lemons without seeds or pips in whatever you want to call them to make it easier to cook. And Tom doesn't believe you can give or de-seed a lemon before it's grown into a lemon.
You can hear my argument momentarily in the podcast.
You can vasectomize a lemon.
And you can also hear Jack's argument on how he doesn't believe in either history or fossils.
No, I don't. I don't believe in history. I don't believe in fossils. But I do believe you can vasectomize a pineapple.
And you ruined my childhood.
Why did I ruin your childhood?
The animals of which wood was it?
Oh, yeah.
Farting wood. The animals of farting wood.
No, it's not. Stop it.
Jack told us an alternative story to the animals of farting wood.
Well, I never knew it was. It said farting. Someone's done a typo on Wikipedia. And it said the animals of farting wood. So yeah. I just assumed they all had terrible gas problems. And I don't know, Pete the Badger said hello to Simon the Squirrel. You know, that's what I thought it was all about.
That and loads of other random stuff to come on the podcast. Let's just remind our podcast listeners where they can catch up with us live every day. So More Radio Breakfast. 6 till 10,
yeah.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, just ask your smart speaker to play Raw Radio. And if you've got an Alexa, get it to download the skill. I don't really know what that means, but apparently it helps.
Yes, it does. And also, tell me if you've ever vasectomised a fruit.
Oh, God.
Here we go, then. Enjoy the podcast.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hey, Jack.
Yes, mate.
You're not privy to the conversations that Lou and I have during the songs because you're in a separate studio.
Yeah.
I think we should...
Oh, God.
I think we should help Lou out.
Why?
She's just announced to me during that last track that she has a body part...
No, that's not what happened.
Let me finish.
But don't twist my words.
She has a body part, what?
That's bigger than it should
no,
be.
No,
yes,
I didn't.
That's essentially it.
No, it's not. Even remotely.
Explain.
So I'm wearing some new jeans today.
Oh.
They're just a cheap pair because my old ones have got holes in and I just need something quick. And I've just popped them on and not really thought about it. And it turns out one leg has been stitched narrower than the other one. And it's just a bit tight,
Lou's
really.
Right leg
no,
is bigger than her
not.
Left leg.
It's the jeans.
Let's have a look. Can you lose weight in just one leg? Oh, Jack's coming round to have a look.
What are you going
to
do?
Stand up. Let's have a look at these. Where are they from?
They're from New Look.
New Look.
They're not like...
So they're probably made abroad.
Jeans.
What do you think? Looking
look,
at
if the... I pinch the fabric, you can see I've got like a whole handful over here. And just like a little bit there.
You've got a fat right leg.
Fat right leg,
I've got a fat right leg.
What does she...
Right.
Go back to your studio so we can hear you.
Okay, mate.
Okay. here he comes. Luckily, we're right next door. Jack.
Yes, mate.
In your opinion,
yes.
What exercises does Lou need to do to lose weight on her right leg only for these jeans to fit?
I'm just trying to think. I've done a bit of boxing in my past. I'm just trying to think what they would do with that. I think you need to do some right leg hopping.
Yeah.
Just right leg hopping on the spot.
So on the right or on the left?
No, you need
on
to
the right.
Hop. You need to build.
Just
you need
on
to.
The right.
You need
no,
to lose
yeah.
some of the
okay.
white fat.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Fat.
Yeah, you've got a white fat. You've got a fat right. That's what you've got to do.
I haven't. I've got a pair of jeans that are wonky.
No, right. You haven't. What you've got is a fat right.
Before we move on, and we do
yes.
need to, has anybody else? Let's have this sort of put it out there. Anyone else got a one part of their body that's bigger than it should be?
Well, listen, it's funny that you bring it up because
even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
Can we talk fairy tales this
sure.
morning? I'm doing this bit now because I'm trusting most little ones that like fairy tales aren't listening
yeah.
at this junction of the show. I have here the gruesome truth behind our favourite fairy tales from the original books.
Really?
What?
And they are really gruesome, aren't
You're
they?
You're going to do this?
Well, it's the story.
Bear in mind, this is me being the sensible one here.
Do you think I shouldn't ruin it? Well, look, what I'm... So True Love's Kiss and Happily Ever After really seems to have come about with the birth of Disney.
Yeah.
Sure.
The originals...
Did they not have any of the namby-pamby stuff?
No.
Oh.
Like Snow White and the Evil Queen.
Yeah.
Well, she was pretty bad. She made Snow White put on a pair of iron shoes and then she put those iron shoes in the fire and told her to dance in them.
What?
Mate, what are you doing?
I'm just saying, that's what the original books.
At this juncture in your life, what are you doing? What next? The seven dwarves were all part of a serial killing cult.
Peter Pan, when his lost boys grew too old, I don't know how to say this. He dispatched them himself.
Well, Peter Pan's not a fairy tale as such. That was only written in like the 1920s.
Yeah.
Well, that's not medieval like the others.
I'm now wondering whether I should tell you about Cinderella or not.
You have to now. You're too invested.
Okay, it's pretty fierce.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Shall I say that?
Just say it.
She snapped her mother's neck with a lid of a dressing trunk.
What?
Stepmother, they had a fight.
She's a goodie.
No.
Disney Pixar presents The Silence of the Lambs.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Okay, team, I would love your opinions on this. Do drop us a text as well. 82222, start your message with the word more. Good idea or bad idea? People, a select few, are calling for a radical overhaul to the way in which the succession to the British throne is decided.
Okay.
Because as we know, a lot of the royal family probably don't want the job.
Right.
And it's important that they're not pressured into it.
Yeah, very much so.
Mental health issues is a big thing in the minute. So what they're saying should happen is that when the time comes to crowning a new monarch, those members of the royal family, wherever they are in the hierarchy, those that are interested in that job can put their names forward.
Well, right. I can apply for the job.
And we as a nation vote them in based on a campaign similar to a political election campaign.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, but if you think about it, at the core of it, what it's doing, it's not pressuring people, members of the royal family, to become king or queen if they don't want to.
Where's the tradition gone? Where's the tradition gone? And what's going to happen is all the good royals, like William and Kate, aren't going to go for the job, and it's going to end up going to like Beatrice.
I think he would.
I think he'd win,
so I don't think there's any issues. I mean, back in the day, like the Vikings, they used to do a similar thing, but they'd fight.
That's an option.
Right. That's it.
So it wasn't naturally the eldest son. There was like a few of them. There'd be nephews and whatnot, and they'd all go in together. Okay. And like, it was like a
royal rumble. Yes. So you like in the WWE. So you put a ring in the gardens at Buckingham Palace, and then it starts with one royal in there, like William, and then every minute another royal goes in.
I'm picturing gladiators.
Oh, I don't know, royal rumble. Oh,
on my left,
Prince William in there. Edward, Andrew, Princess Michael of Kent, Lady Louise.
Eugenie.
You know what I mean? You have to throw him over the top rope. Princess Charlotte, be amazing.
Charlotte comes in like this. Oi! Get out!
That's the way to do it.
Anyway, obviously, look, it's silly, but it's an interesting one, isn't it?
I don't think it'll change.
There's just two left in the ring now, when he's down to Prince William and one of the corgis. Stop it with your sound effects.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Morning to you. What a dilemma Jack's put on us today.
Yeah, Thunk It is underway. For the rest of your life, you've either got to have airplane food for every meal or gravy on everything you eat. You've got to make that choice and give me the reason why.
Well, Lara's texting. She's got a very good question.
Go on.
Which airline is the food coming
from? Listen, the airline is the airline that you're on. It's British Airways. But it is economy food, because people on here were trying to give it the old, on Facebook Live, were trying to give it the old first class. And I said, no, Zoe.
Yeah,
it's economy.
So British Airways. You do, Lou. Because Emirates is amazing food.
Right.
But Ryanair, they give you a spear and tell you to go into the hold and get on with it.
You can't say that.
Can I
you
not?
You tell me.
Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
You just said the Ryanair.
And they make you pay for the spear as well.
To kill people's pets.
No.
What do you mean?
Not pets. Not pets. I'm not suggesting someone comes up with a copper spaniel and goes, can you put this on a preheated oven?
What are they going in the hold for then?
Chickens.
Because they famously keep chickens in there.
Oh, dear, Jack.
Why did you assume I was talking about
chicken? Because I didn't
pooches?
Make the assumption that Ryanair fly chickens. Dear Oh, Lord above. What are you on about?
That's got me.
Oh, dear. Okay. Glory, bub.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Are the trains running on time this morning, Lou?
Yeah, all seems to be all right at the moment, actually.
The reason I ask is because the way the trains are running here in the UK compared to Japan are very different.
I can well imagine.
We all know how impressive those bullet trains
are. Yeah, they're great. They're like 500 miles an hour.
Well, there's a huge sort of furore going on over in Tokyo at the minute. This story's pretty big out there. This is after one of the train drivers, one of the bullet trains, is being, well, it's like court-martialed, really. It's actually being fired, and there's a tribunal going on because what he did is he handed over the controls of the train to somebody else. So he was driving the train, and he's specially trained for this.
Well, yeah.
He had a really bad stomach ache. He said he had food poisoning, and when you got to go, you got to go, right?
Well, yeah,
Nature called, and he didn't know what to do. So he called his conductor in and said, I need you to hang on to the controls for a minute. And the conductor's like, I'm not trained. He's like, I've got to go. So he did that, came back, everything was fine. No one was hurt. The train's still going.
Right.
Not a problem. The only way that he got caught out was that he arrived into the station in Tokyo 53 seconds late. And that kicked off a tribunal because that never happens in Japan.
53 seconds!
They are never late. And because it was late, they looked into it, an inquiry, and then it all came out and this guy's in major trouble.
I guess it raises a really interesting question, doesn't it? Because what do you do if you're the train driver in that situation? What do you do? We've all been there. When we've had really bad tummy, and you're right, when you've got to go, I can't think what he would do in that, other than, does he have to soil himself?
Oh, no, you stop the train?
You can't stop a train, because there might be another train coming behind it.
Well, surely you've got like a little...
Right, train driver.
Potty? I don't know.
I need a train driver. Well, I was thinking? Would it not be easier if there's a toilet in it that he sits on to drive the train? 8:22:22, start your message with one more. If you're a train driver, what happens when you have to go?
Surely you've got a walkie-talkie. You can say, mate, I need to stop at the next station. Can you just make it happen?
I don't know.
And then get off and poorly. I can't work.
It's like an hour between stations over there.
Or just get anyone out in the field.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We're talking about train drivers. Guy in Japan got in trouble for going to the toilet when he was supposed to be driving his train. And we started debating, what's the train driver to do? If you're driving a train and you really need the loo, maybe you've got a bad tummy or something, what do you do? Julie from Eastbourne has texted the show, 8:22:22, starting to mess with the word more. She says she has it on very good authority that they pee in a bottle.
Well, that's fine.
What?
That's fine for that.
Yeah,
and
but
if you're
what about
a bloke.
The
but what if you're a lady?
Yeah, true.
So along with the keys, when you join Southern Rail, you get a choice of bottles. Yeah. What size would you like, sir?
Do you need a she-wear with it?
Yeah. I'll have a Lucozade 1 litre, please.
Okay. This is coming from Angus. Morning, Angus. He says, the call sign for a driver is emergency PNB. This means personal needs break. And this is what the driver calls through to the next station, and the station prepares the train to be stopped and the driver to make a emergency wee stop. That's interesting.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What about bus drivers? Because they don't have a station they can pull into in the same way.
Bus drivers, 8:22:22, start missing the word more.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
The racing is back on at Goodwood. This is really exciting. It's the first time in over a year.
Today?
Yeah, today and tomorrow. The May Festival is on. Crowds of up to 4,000 people are allowed on each day.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Isn't that great? Good luck to them all down there, because obviously another venue that's been closed.
Yeah.
It's a good day out, the races. I'm not a big horse race fan, but every now and then, a day out, it's a good day out.
Love dressing up and going. Do you do the races much, Lou?
I've never been.
We've got to take you. It's a good day out, yeah. I'm not a big gambler. I never have been, but the horses are incredible, and the jockeys and that, and the colours. It's ever so nice.
You can do like a big races like that where you dress up.
Yeah.
Or you can do sort of more point-to-pointing.
What does that mean?
Sort of amateur jockeys, and it's all sort of wellies, barbers, and picnics.
Do I get to have a go?
No.
No,
it's not as easy. It's not just as easy getting to have a go. And also, the big ones are better because there's bars and stuff there.
Right.
Listen, I've taken the liberty this morning to fill out some details on this racehorse name generator.
Oh, lovely.
So would
lovely.
You like, in honour of Goodwood opening up, your racehorse
well,
name?
Well, can you please tell me what you put in for me?
Well, I don't have a choice. So a lot of them is stuff like age, month you were born, marriage status. So I've done this for you. There's three more questions you each need to fill out. So I'll do this now. Lou and Jack, your favourite colour?
Yellow.
Teal.
Yellow. Teal, you're yellow. So mother earth.
Teal's not on there. Can you?
Blue.
Yeah. Okay. What do you wish for the most? Luck, wealth, or health?
Health.
Health.
Health. And what's your best trait? Stamina, power, or talent?
Power.
I'm not sure I've got any.
Power for Jack. Stamina.
Stamina. Pete told me. Stamina.
Okay, I'm putting stamina for Lou. And your racehorse names are. Click here. Oh well, now that's unfair.
What?
For which of us?
Well, for Lou. I mean, that's...
Oh, it's always
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
What have we got?
Irish Moose. That's not on.
That's all right. It means I've got big horns to bash the other ones out of the way.
Let's have a look at Jack. Yes, oh, yeah. Apollo Commander.
Yeah, oh, that's really cool. Yes,
come on in, Tommy.
What about you?
So there are your race
horses.
Come on,
Tommy.
Well, I've done mine earlier. We don't
yeah,
need.
Yeah, we do. Come
no,
on.
No.
It's Apollo
have you
Commander.
Done all the questions?
Yes, I have. I did mine first, but it's not. It's fine.
Tom, no. Apollo Commander, Irish Moose, and
right. Hang on.
No.
What is it?
Oh, God.
Go on, Lou. What is it?
Lady Sparkles.
Stupid thing.
If the cat fits.
Stupid thing. Whose idea was that game?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
What do you make of this? So Beyonce and Michelle Williams, also from Destiny's Child, together they watched Kelly Rowland give birth to her latest child via Zoom in January. Because Kelly didn't want, you know, her nearest and dearest to miss out. So she had a camera filming the whole thing and live streaming it to various other people. Apparently Beyonce's mum also viewed it, as did Kelly's mother-in-law.
What? So, surely not down there.
Yeah.
Down there.
Well, I assume so. What else are you going to focus on? Just her grimacing?
No, surely not.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird, isn't it?
That's like you having a baby, Lou, and zooming Tom and I in on it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Do you know who else was there? I read.
Who?
Jackie Weaver. Bring the standing order and understand it.
Yeah. Measure the dilations. Measure them and understand them.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Thanks for all your messages for coming in on 8:22:22. Starting your message with the word more. For one of my other jobs, I was in Chichester yesterday and I was doing a talk at a school called the Bourne Community College. I was made to feel very welcome. Thank you to everybody there. And on the way out, I was talking to the teacher that I'd been booked by, Mr. Mark Carter. And he asked me where I lived. And I said, I live in Henfield. And he then said to me, oh, I got blank in Henfield once. What is that word? When he said it, I just couldn't believe what I heard.
Okay, we've got loads of texts coming in. Should we get them sort of quick fire?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, Noreen in Shoreham says kidnapped.
No.
Amanda in Worthing says mugged.
No.
Julie in Eastbourne says sunstroke.
No.
And Stephen Battle says tied up.
No.
Right. Sharon says rescued.
No.
Davros says... lost.
No.
Scurvy. Petrol.
No.
Bitten,
no.
Says John.
No.
A rash, says
no.
Samantha.
No.
Knocked out, says Ian.
No.
Oh, come
no.
on.
Do you want to know what
yeah.
he said to me? This is it. He said to me, where do you live then, Jack? I said, Henfield. And he went, I got shot in Henfield.
What?
He said to me, I got shot in Henfield once. I went, oh my God. I said, what with? He said, oh, double barrel shotgun. And I was like,
what?
Really? He said, yeah, he got shot in the leg. He was camping. I'm assuming this is at Blacklands, which is a campsite near Henfield.
Well, let's not assume. Let's not say there's guns there.
Well, that's the only one I know. No, Blacklands is lovely. I've been there many times. It's lovely. But I said to him, how did this happen? And he said he was camping and he left his tent. As like it was just as dawn was breaking. I think he said he needed a pee. Anyway, he's left his tent. And as he left his tent, he's heard, bang! bang, and he's gone, ah, and he got shot in the leg and fell over. And then he heard a woman screaming, and he thought, oh my God, there's a mad person here with a gun. And it turned out it's his wife screaming because she heard the bang, and a guy had been out hunting rabbits. And where Mark
gone for a
came out
wee.
Of the tent, and the guy saw something move, just assumed it was a rabbit.
Oh,
and went,
no.
He's like, ah,
oh my God. Big rabbit.
He shot him in the leg.
A middle-aged man, half naked, taking a wee, does not look like a rabbit.
No, I don't know what I said to him. How did we mistake you for a rabbit? He said, I just think it's because he saw something moving.
That's incredible.
It's extraordinary.
Just go shooting, moving things. Lots of things move.
Lovely place, Enfield.
Mark's fine, by the way.
Good
and
son.
He's a ledge. Brilliant.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let me tell you a story about a man who's in Australia and he wants to sell his car, wants to, you know, get a new one. So he's popped it up on like Auto Trader or, you know, an equivalent over there.
G'day Trader, it's called over there.
Oh, okay, good. Right, right. Bruce's wheels. So what he's done, he's filled out all the details. It's a Nissan Navara. He's got like the reg plate, you know, all the boring bits and pieces, airbags, all that kind of thing. Yeah. Popped the photos up and hit go. Off it goes. Only later, as he realised that the photos he's included are not of his car, even slightly.
They're his wife.
No.
Of him.
Yes.
Ah.
It's a particular area of him.
Ah.
He's put his Johnson on Auto Trader.
Oh. Yeah.
Very spacious, good condition.
Yeah, yeah. Clean and tidy.
Plenty of miles left.
Two owners.
That comes with a full service history.
Yeah!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Morning, how's things? Hope you're all right. Not got too soggy yet. Tom, Lou and Jack here.
Yes, we are. Tom, Lou, and we're very different characters, us three, must be said. You know, we're all from different upbringings and whatnot. We do have a lot of fun at times during the show, most days. The fact that Tom is from good stock, which he's very proud of, and he should be as well. I've found here a little test here, 40 questions. If you say yes to these, then you are officially posh.
And it's just, they're so ridiculous.
They're not ridiculous.
They're not, because you've answered yes to all of them so
far. We did three earlier and you got all three right.
That's not
okay. So you but listen, I'm not sitting out because you're picking the numbers. Go what? For it. But the number between 1 and 40.
27.
Number 27 is you like to eat game.
Well, yeah, venison, pheasant, I mean, underrated meats.
Okay.
Cheap okay. And so much better for you than these, you know, the chickens from the supermarket.
Okay, mate. Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Number between 1 and 40, please.
Let's go 10. Should we go 10?
Number 10. You are a member, or you belong to, a private members club.
Mm, right. One or a few? Well, a private member, I am, yes.
You're a member at Lords.
I'm a member at, yes, the home of English cricket, the MCC. I am a member there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. One more, number between 1 and 40.
Lou, you pick one.
33.
It's
on your head.
Well, 33, we're going to do another one because 33 is you love cricket, which you obviously
okay.
don't.
Right. Okay.
So
fine.
Give me another one.
Lou.
34.
We've already done. You wear a gilet.
Oh,
Come on, Lou.
16.
16 is you own an Arga.
Right. Good. Finally. I personally
There's
don't
an
own
Arga. There's an
Arga
in your mum and dad's house, dude.
Yes,
you
I
grew
see
up
it.
With an Arga.
You grew up with an Arga. Yeah.
In fact, and this is the only one that I really wish you'd ask me was number 20. You say supper instead of dinner.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Right, let's talk Springwatch. The new series started this week.
Oh, right.
Who's on it nowadays?
Michaela Strachan and Chris Packham. They only have presenters that rhyme.
Yeah.
They should get married.
They're both happily married. However, Springwatch has, unfortunately, for the first time in its life, received a number of complaints.
Oh, no.
There was a scene, a rather intimate moment between two hares that they were showing on Tuesday evening.
Right.
It showed the male and the female fighting each other before making love.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so the audience is saying it was just actually too graphic. The mating process was too much. It was unnecessary.
Oh, what, so they're happy to watch other animals but not hares?
Well, I think it was the fact that the hares... how do I put this? Were too energetic in that process, and things were seen... loose.
Yeah, but that's it's always energy. So when you have a makeup nookie with your partner after a row, it's always a little bit more energetic, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's a passion is there. Mm. The passion is there.
I don't know if it was makeup. I think the fight's probably part of the ritual.
Well, what the ritual?
Yeah, yes, it's part of the ritual. So essentially, should we be speaking in?
Yes.
Yeah, should we say tennis? Should we go tennis again?
Yeah. Mm.
So what they're saying is that the two tennis players had a massive fight, and then the game of tennis that followed, they didn't wear their shorts.
Well, that's what you do, isn't it?
Wow.
The people will be complaining, the people that are watching with their kids, I think that's probably what's happened. Mm. My dad had a staple line when we were little. Every single time, if anything was on the telly and two animals started doing that, my dad, his staple line every time was, "Bloody hell, looks like me and your mother, boy."
Oh, my God.
I was only about eight.
That explains so much.
It explains everything.
Oh, I love you, Dad.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Jack, you sound like you're in a good mood.
I'm not in a particularly good mood, but I'm professional.
Stop being so honest.
All right. I don't lie to the listeners.
Okay, I really hope this doesn't put you in a bad mood, because I'm not sure you're going to like it.
Okay, mate.
A scientist has suggested that the Loch Ness Monster, mm-hmm. you know, like it's got like that like long, elongated neck.
Elongated neck, yeah, because, there's another rumour that he's a distant relative of the Diplodocus.
Right. Well, this scientist says, actually, no. He thinks it might just be a whale's willy.
Oh, so what you're saying is then that the Loch Ness Monster doesn't exist, but in the loch up at Ness is an extremely well-endowed whale.
Yes, it's waving its wangly thing around in the air.
Because that's how they breathe, don't they? Like dolphins.
No.
Put up the telescope,
dolphins. Whales and dolphins breathe through a blowhole, which is on top of their back. A whale's penis is underneath its body. So the only way that would ever become visible is if a whale was swimming on his back looking at a magazine which has naked pictures of really attractive female whales.
Which is, you know, possible.
What's the mag called? Where's Willy?
Where's Willy?
Free Willy? I mean, I don't know.
Free Willy? Where's Willy? Sperm. A magazine for male whales.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Got a bit of a personal question to start with. I hope that's all right.
Yeah, love it.
Do you have nicknames for your bits?
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
No.
No, never done that. No, as a couple, we've never indulged in that area.
But do you have a nickname for your own?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so do I. I've got to change mine soon, though.
Why?
Well, how can I put this nicely? So for a man, there's three, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Three
things.
Three bits.
Yeah. And mine are named Sonny, Deli and Kane. And it looks like Harry Kane is leaving Tottenham, so I'm going to need to change the name of Kane.
Mm. Right.
I don't know what I'm going to call it at the minute.
Actually, I haven't really asked that.
Kane is the front man.
No.
Sonny and Deli sit just behind, feeding him what he needs.
Okay. God. Anyway.
I'm football analysis.
My point is, apparently, if you do use nicknames, which it sounds like you do more, Jack, it's a sign that your sex life's in trouble.
Well, I can promise you mine isn't.
Tom, on the other hand...
Oh, they've always been very healthy.
Oh, stop it. What's the science behind this, then?
Well, it's just that you're not open to talking about it, and, you know, if you feel a bit awkward and you have to resort to a nickname...
A nickname means things are awkward
whereas
everywhere.
Whereas you feel completely comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, you know what I mean? Tell me a man who calls his man at that word, the official word... That begins with P.
Yeah, no one does.
No one does that, do they? Do you know what I mean?
What about the W word?
What, Willy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I call it. With the kids, it's dinkadink. You know what I mean? We do that. Dinkadink. If I talk to the boys about it, because I'm their dad and I've got one, so they come and talk to me, dinkadink. But no, I don't use the P word or anything like that. You know, I think it's fun naming your things. I mean, Sal's little, you know what I mean? It's got a name.
Okay.
A name, you know what I mean?
It's
Tottenham's goalkeeper's French, so that's called Hugo.
Oh, Hugo.
Yeah.
Hugo.
Tom Maxines.
It's Friday. Let's move on with Nico and Vince. Am I wrong? On More Radio. Clive.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Something's happening, man. A minute ago, all the lights went off in here and all the computers turned off. It was quite exciting, but at the same time, scary.
So we're in Burgess Hill. This is our new studios here.
And we don't have windows either, so we were plunged into darkness.
Has anyone looked outside? I mean, has anyone seen whether the apocalypse is
happening? The Russians are here!
The Russians.
I have a view of the kitchen window and all looks pretty normal out there.
I wonder if it's government testing on Burgess Hill. Because we're like...
Why?
Because we're the perfect specimens.
For
testing.
What?
Lou, just go
with
it.
We need a bit more evidence before we start spreading rumours.
Government testing for hugs, which might be coming in on Monday, we're hearing in the news.
Hugs in the dark?
Hugs in the...
That sounds a bit naughty.
Why would they cut our power? It's quite exciting.
It is. I kind of want something to happen.
Me too.
You go outside and make something happen.
Okay.
Oh, he's actually going as well.
Don't touch my car.
There's Russians out there.
There's Russians.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, you know that phrase, it's the little things in life that matter. This is quite wonderful news. Very pleased to announce home cooks and bakers will be cheering for joy as I announce... Seedless lemons are about to hit supermarket shelves.
Oh, God. What an anticlimax to that announcement.
Toy, you've obviously never lost a pip in a pancake. Hey? Why are you laughing?
Say that 10 times quickly.
You never lost a pip in a pancake. You never lost a pip in a pancake. You never lost a pip in a pancake. It's good because you're cooking. And what I like to do is I'm a rustic cook. I'm like, oh, what was his name back in the day? Floyd. What was his name? Was it Keith Floyd?
Yeah. No, it's a band, isn't it?
No, that's Pink Floyd. Oh. You know, you get a bit of red wine there, and I'm all like this.
Dropping Jamie my salt Oliver.
I'm not like him. I'm dropping all my grease in from a height, you know what I mean? Chuck it in a pan, and I get my lemon and just squeeze it whole. Plashes down, and I go, oh, there's a pip in there, man.
My concern is that these lemons aren't going to be natural. They're going to be sort of genetically made because they've got pip. How did you get
the pip
out?
We've got seedless grapes, haven't we?
How did you get that out, though?
Well, it's out. Tom.
Dig in there.
Just ignore the science.
Just a heads up, mate. Probably around about 90% of the food you eat has been genetically modified in some way. Just saying.
Yes, I know. But how do you get the seeds out of a lemon without cutting it
open? Because the male lemon has had a vasectomy.
Stupid.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've got some Katy Perry news. She is such a busy lady at the moment. She's got a Las Vegas residency, which is about to start. She's announced this morning that she's going to be doing like the theme tune, the music for the new Pikachu movie.
Oh, right.
And she's just released her latest shoe range. I don't know if you know, she does she's had quite a few in the past. She does shoes a lot.
Well, they all do. All famous people do some sort of clothing, didn't they? Look at Rihanna with her panties and that. They make full panties.
Don't say that word. That is a horrible word.
Panties? She sells panties, doesn't she?
Lingerie. Anyway,
coming out of your mouth.
Let's just get back to the shoes,
back
shall
to the
we?
Shoes.
So she's done loads in the past. She's done like a pair of trainers that look like a burger and various fruit themed shoes. These ones are quite normal, but it's where she's selling them that's sort of caught my eye.
Dulcis!
I think that closed in about 1998.
Oh, did it? Ravel!
I never heard of that one.
Showing your age.
She's going to be selling them on QVC.
Oh, celebs do this. They get paid millions, Lou.
Do they? I've never heard of celebs being involved with it before.
They get paid millions to go on there. It's like a coup for QVC. A coup, not a queue.
So she'll be on the shopping channel.
Well, I don't know whether she'll be on it. I mean, you'd think they'd try and get her on for a bit.
Is that still a thing? I mean, do people still watch these channels and ring up?
Yeah. It's insomniacs, mostly. They just can't get to sleep. And they're down on the sofa watching it and thinking, do you know what? I need a diamond-encrusted footstool.
Do you still have to... That's the point, Tom. Do you actually still have to phone? That's very 90s.
I used to think people would Google online and buy...
Okay, on the line, we've got Tom Evans. He's in the UK in a place called Chailey. Tom, what can we do for you?
I want those burger shoes.
Yeah. I'm phoning up about Rihanna's panties.
Stop saying it!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
A bank holiday weekend is approaching, friends.
Yeah. It is, and I wonder what this chap will be up to on the bank holiday weekend, because I can reveal that Wally the Walrus has been on the move again. Do you remember this? This was the walrus.
Yeah.
And he was on an ice thing that broke off from, like, Iceland.
Yeah.
And he ended up in Scotland.
That's
and they're
right.
like, oh, he
no,
should
wait,
be.
Was it Ireland first?
No, he ended up
then
in.
Then Wales.
No, it was Scotland, then Ireland, then Bristol. He ended up in, like, the Bristol.
Bristol?
He ended up in, like, the Bristol Channel down there. Now. He's in Padstow. Yeah!
he's on the arcades.
He was spotted in Tenby earlier on in May, and now he's in Padstow. He's carrying on his British Isles sightseeing
well,
tour.
That means he'll be with us before
yes.
you know it, because he must be doing a tour of the South Coast.
He's coming along the whole coastline of England. He's gone Scotland, a bit of the Irish Sea, a bit of the Bristol Channel, Cornwall. Lovely. Oh, let me check out Plymouth, see some of the naval history there. Portsmouth, we'll sideset that because it's a dump. Oh, look, there's Brighton. And lovely. Get me some donuts.
I bet he goes to Butlins,
yeah.
Bognor Regis. I'm a little bit worried about the size of his iceberg now, though.
Oh, it's be shrinking.
Oh, no,
it?
He swims now.
Right.
His iceberg's gone.
Oh, no.
He swims now.
Apparently, I heard that there's a Channel 5 camera crew with him, and it's going to be doing like a Jane McDonald kind of
documentary.
Yeah,
caftan.
Yeah.
About the caftans.
It's Jane McDonald.
Today, I'm in Padstow, the historic yeah. market town.
Yeah. Wally, tell us, what has been your favourite sight so far on your trip?
It wasn't Portsmouth.
Scientists have worked out that humans are bioluminescent.
What, and we glow?
We glow in the dark.
What?
However, the light is too weak for human eyes to see.
Oh, so we're just really bad at it.
But they are developing bioluminescent goggles. So, theoretically, you put these goggles on, right?
Yeah.
Turn the lights out, strip off, and you'll... Can you just imagine the fun you'd
that'd
have with
be,
that?
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Because if we put on goggles, Tom, for the first time in our lives, we could have an actual lightsaber fight.
Oh, no!
Yours would be red and mine would be green.
Oh, what have you got, a mouldy one?
So childish. Oh, my Lord. This goes straight on my Christmas list. Bioluminescent goggles. Get them out there now.
They're banned from the studio.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, we know it's not long now until we can eat inside restaurants. But until then, I have some good news because Brighton has been voted the best place to eat a meal outside.
Apparently, you're having a laugh, ain't you?
Why? Oh, okay.
Because the seagulls. You can't eat a meal outside in Brighton.
I don't think they've taken the seagulls into consideration, but it's purely done on numbers. Brighton has the most numbers of outdoor seating spaces.
Okay.
Of a city in the UK.
It's an interesting one, but I mean, you think, right, Brighton, yeah, let's go and have fish and chips on the beach, and you just can't enjoy it.
Yeah, they haven't thought about that, have they?
Dive bomb the hell out of you, these seagulls.
I've never had an incident with one.
Have you not?
No. Not as yet. Well, I don't eat chips on the beach hardly ever.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
I was walking down Worthing with a sandwich in my hand and it swooped me.
Yeah, we was in Cornwall once and a seagull took Sal's entire bacon sandwich we were having.
No.
Just landed on the table, took it and flew it. And to be fair, the lady in the shop said, oh, God, that does happen here. I have another one.
Aww.
But I like the fact that someone's like, hey, don't have
well,
chips on the
I
beach.
Had sushi from M&S once.
Oh, and
what?
I was eating some oysters on my yacht.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Cod Wars is on. This is all kicking off over Brexit fishing rights. Two Royal Navy gunships are now patrolling off the Sea of Jersey as the French threaten to cut off the electricity to the residents of Jersey. There's around 100 French boats trying to blockade St Helier, and the French Navy are gathering as well. It's all kicking off out at sea.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, it's all about the fish, isn't it? You know, it's all about the cod and the haddock and the I don't know, the skate, you know, but this is not good. I mean, look, let's get real.
It's war,
I mean?
Jack.
It's not war. They're never going to start firing real bullets and cannonballs and some cannonballs and cannonballs and stuff like that.
What are we, 1682?
Yeah. However, it does lead on to a nice, funny little thing here, yeah? Sort of use your brain. You think, right, France and Britain. What do you think the first warning shots will be out of each tank or battleship if they're not actual sort of cannonballs and bullets? For instance, coming out of of the English cannons will be a full roast dinner.
Right.
Well, you'd think a champagne cork would work well for the French.
Yeah, Lou.
Out of the French will come cardboard cutouts of 80s pop star Vanessa Paradis.
So we'll be popping off mini sort of Marmite jars, and they'll be firing garlic.
Lobbing back croissant.
Yeah. That's warning shots across the bow.
I know, quick duck, belly!
How dare you fire a bowler hat at me?
We're using baguettes as spears.
Captain, they have fired Silit Bang from the...
Is that all we've got? Silit Bang?
It's pretty powerful stuff.
What
surely
you doing?
Mr. Muscle.
What are you doing loading that up with Yorkshire tea bags? They're not going to dent it, are they?
So thanks very much for listening. You made it through to the end. That is it for our May edition Best Bits podcast. And do we need to apologise for how random things got this last month?
No, I think that's probably why people are here.
They expect nothing less, fella.
They do. All right, so listen, give us a little rate and a review if you can, a cheeky 5 stars. We will find you and hunt you down if you give us anything less than 4.
Yeah, we'll send Jack on your case.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll come and we'll vasectomise fruit together.
Stop it with that. Don't forget to tune in Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. on More Radio Breakfast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. See ya.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.